Hello, dear student. Once again, good day to you. We will start our chapter 2. Today's topic is introducing marketing in the systematic process. That is what we will be learning in this chapter 2. What are the learning objectives of this chapter? Understand the concept of marketing and its characteristic. And remember, we are just referring to overall the generic marketing. Know various marketing approaches. Also understand the components of marketing system. And learn about essential marketing propositions and understand the importance of online marketing practices today. So all these are the objectives of understanding the marketing, a very generic thing. We will move from time to time, focusing it on tourism marketing as well. What is marketing facilities exchanges? At simplest, marketing can be explained as the process of achieving exchanges between two groups. Quite a beautiful definition of marketing. The process of achieving exchange of two groups. Who are the two groups? The buyer and the seller, the producer and the utilizer. These are the two groups for which marketing is to be done. And who are they again? Customer is one group who is selecting or using the product, and the producing organization who designs, supply, and sell the product. So this is marketing activities. Meeting the needs of customer, what product they should buy, market them, which is procured from the producer. So these are the this is the process of achieving exchanges between two groups. In terms of customer, the marketing is referred as the needs and desires of existing and potential buyer. Why they buy? Why something is bought by someone? So understanding that, understanding the buying pattern, what is the time period they buy, what is their buying pattern, what is the systematic approach into that, what are the preferences, which product they select, 2-3 products, identical nature in the market, what the customers select to buy, how they get information about product offers, from where they learn, from where they can source of information, from where they can procure, what is the source. Once again, this has to be understood from the customer's point of view, where they buy products, directly or through an intermediary, which we do have. Cost increases the cost, but in certain component of the supply chain, for the customer, you need to have an intermediary. And what are their feedback, how they feel, what they comment after their purchase and consumption of product. These are all linked from the marketing perspective for customers. Remember, we are understanding marketing from a generic point of view. Which products to produce and why, especially new product. For that, you need to have a special understanding of the product that are required by the consumer, what product has to be produced and how many. You cannot just, if you are for creating a new product, then you must understand what the needs are. So how much has to be produced, at what price? Price always has remained a main factor for any consumer and any product that comes in the market. Price plays an important role. So how to communicate their offers, by which media? See, we are understanding marketing from the customer's point of view. When and where to make them available to buyers. All these understanding is marketing in terms of producers. Now, external business environment exists, which is in the form of microenvironment. We understand that current days, economy is focusing on micro demand, micro needs. So consisting of suppliers, customers, competitors, distribution system, or marketing intermediary, etc., are in the micro environment. And today's economic is more focused on microeconomics, which is consumer-based economics. Whereas macro environment of much larger scale of understanding the marketing or the external business environment. In that, we are talking about socio-culture environment, political or government environment, technological environment, demographic environment, and legal environment, etc. They are all under macroeconomic environment. So two environment, micro and macro. And macro is a wider scale. In middle of 80s and at the end of 80s, beginning of 90s, more focus of economic has gone on understanding environment for business based on micro, what the consumer needs. Now, marketing approaches are adopted from product and production base. Now, this approach represents the organization focusing entirely on its internal capabilities. What does that mean? In terms of products and operation, business whose products are typically in strong and rising demand and profitable. So what products to bring into the market that would not only meet the demand, but also make a profitable scenario for the producers. That is the right marketing approach one has to adopt. Now, marketing approach can also be, like we saw in the previous slide, product-based marketing approach, where profitability and demand are focused. Likewise, sales-based marketing approaches refers to the organization focusing mainly on its internal capabilities in terms of product sales and effective utilization. The business focus is on achieving sales, meeting the target, reaching the goals set up by the management of a particular product, and increase expenditure on advertising, distribution, and on sales promotion or price discount may be done for demand and creation for available surpluses, production capacity. So these are the steps that are taken on marketing approach based on the sales. So you have to take into consideration how much has to be advertised, what will be the distribution part, what will be the promotion in form of sales, what will be the price discount initially that would you offer, and it would create a demand for available surplus in production capacity. Now, marketing approaches based on market-based, this approach represents the organization focusing on the market, which means outward-looking, and accordingly planning their business operation, setting up their business practices based on outward-looking. It will enable to adopt to market conditions by looking at it from the customer's viewpoint. Marketing based on marketing approach, you will be focusing on the customer's viewpoint. In order to secure and sustain an adequate share of the available demand and to develop new market. So this is the market-based approach, because you are meeting, you are getting the share from the demand that is existing in the market, and you are developing a new market for the product. That is market-based. Now, essential propositions that are required are, say, in American Marketing Association, it defines marketing is the activity, set of institutions and processes for creating, communicating, delivering, and exchanging offerings that have value for customer, clients, partner, and society at large. So you can see how much is brought under this canvas of understanding as a proposition for marketing, as what American Marketing Association defines. The activity that comprises of set of institutions and process. So there is number of institutions that are involved in proposition of essential marketing. Marketing is management approach or orientation. Yes, it is management, because the approach has to be done looking at the marketing management. And marketing also comprises of three main component linked within a system, which we are talking about is the marketing system. And that exchange the transaction. Marketing can be with both the perspectives, long-term and short-term. So marketing for a specific product could be for a short term. Say, for example, marigold, the flower called Genda. This is marketed only for a specific season, which we are talking Dasara. But long term, which means it will remain in the market, the demand would be there, it will continuously keep selling. A marketing, short term marketing for woolen garment. It's only meant for a season, the winter season. Winter season goes, the marketing goes out. No promotion done. No activity taken up because winter season has gone. So that's a short term and long term. Keep on for destination marketing from tourism perspective. You have to continuously keep marketing for long time. A product, consumer goods like Pepsi, they always do long-term marketing. They don't come and do a short-term marketing and disappear from the market. No, they are there in the market. And many examples can be picked up to explain long-term and short-term marketing. Marketing, again, proposition, essential marketing proposition. Marketing is specially analysis of current market condition and sometimes strengths therein that may be useful for carrying out the sustainable business. This is the focus on TUI, that to carry out a business for which the activities, the profitability is sustained, a long-term growth. Marketing facilitates the effective and efficient conduct of business. So marketing helps, facilitates in bringing in your business more dynamically and more effectively, because otherwise you may be sitting with some wonderful product, but if your product does not market, is not marketed with effectiveness and efficient activities, then it is not going to be a successful marketing. And that is why it is essential proposition. So look at this marketing system schematic, where we are looking at different things linked as a wheel, linked to one another. For example, organization activities and process, when that wheel turns, then the customer and activities processes. So organization and activities processes bring customers activity, and that has come because of the marketing system. So all these wheels that we see, when they churn, when they move, then comes the marketing system schematic. Organization and activities processes in the marketing system, what we do is marketing research and analysis. These are the processes. Whereas you research what you would like and you analyze. Because a product that is offered without a research may not see the goal. It will not meet with the objective that for which marketing is being taken. Again, a business strategy and marketing planning. And what? Planning the campaign, what you like to put it into market, for which you need to plan the campaign in the marketing system. Also action plan. What are you going to do? What is your focus? What actions you are going to take? What is the address you are going to put in your planning of marketing system? Preparation and its execution. And of course, evaluation. Once you done your research work, planning work, preparation, and after the execution, when the marketing system or the activities or the process start happening, then you evaluate and monitor. You monitor and evaluate your success, what you have achieved, where you have grown. In the activities of organization processes, market research analysis happens, getting the feedback from the market on regular or periodic basis. Product was launched in January, so you look in the feedback, getting the feedback in regular, possibly on weekly basis, monthly basis, or for the, if the need be, on a daily basis, or getting it on a periodic basis, once in 3 months, once in 2 months, once in a month, about the past and emerging trends in the external business environment. And you also do a consumer research as an activity and a process. These are all marketing research analysis we are talking about. Unless you do a consumer research, you will not be able to understand the activities and the process in an organization. Further, business strategy and marketing planning, what you need to do in business marketing and planning. We are talking about development of the research and analysis. We are talking about development of the research and analysis. Work into creating business and marketing opportunities. And strategy and marketing plan that is taken into, you study the development of what research you have done, what analysis you have done, and in creating a business and marketing opportunity, how that research and analysis has resulted into a business strategy. Also, you design suitable action or operational plan and strategies to grab the same. You design that accordingly, according to activities and process. You design your business strategy and marketing planning based which is suitable, which is designed for action. Now, in planning campaign, we talk about creating the marketing campaign. And that marketing campaign, the designing cost of is based on operational ways or campaigns to connect with the main element of the marketing mix. And marketing mix, we are talking about the 4 P's. The alphabet P stand here for those 4 P's, which we talk about, referring to product, price, place and promotion. This is a cost-based operational way of planning a campaign. And of course, the action plan, preparation, and its execution. Now, when we talk of action plan preparation and its implementation, putting that into practice, appropriate action plans to be prepared, because if it is not appropriate, it may not see success. It may not reach the goal and objectives that has been set. Also, these may be consisting of daily, weekly, fortnightly, or monthly activities for all types of marketing communication. So that it focuses on all types of marketing activities and consisting on a daily, weekly, monthly, or by fortnightly basis. All that will be helpful in preparing action plan. Now, organizing organization activities, moving further, evaluation and monitoring. That's the last stage. Last step that we need to set as a goal, evaluate what you have put, measuring the effectiveness of the plan. Whatever plan that you have put into practice, are they successful? Are they effective? You monitor and evaluate the same. What elements have to be removed? What has to be added? Checking the results of marketing activities and use of database. Further, taking the suitable corrective measures. All the evaluation process would tell you is where you have been correct, where you were wrong, what modification, what alteration, what changes need to be done. That is monitored and evaluated. Under what circumstances the plan was supposed to be functional, what and how it failed or how it did not reach the goal that was set up. So evaluation and monitoring for any plan in marketing has to be taken seriously in implementation. And marketing system further, customers' activities. Now, actual sales or purchasing of product and the exchange would depend on the product and service. Consumption of product or services, how the product was consumed, how it was utilized, and what is the post-purchase feedback. After the purchase, generally you find all these customer activities are being monitored, action and feedback or purchase feedback are always taken by good marketing companies. Could be a few liner, could be some points starting from 1 to 5, how you rate. All these are post-purchase feedback in a marketing system, which is for customers' activities and processes. So the most important aspect of marketing concept are demand creation. Why do we do marketing? Why do we create awareness? Is to create demand. Product that is not known, product that needs more attention, need more awareness, more going down to consumer, is creating a demand. Likewise, what customer is expecting, that has to be put into the marketing. The customer-driven approach and integrated marketing with profitable sales. Obviously, no marketing activity is planned not to make profit. That's part of a business. Marketing is taken for a specific business with a goal and objective to be profitable in that business. And that's the marketing aspect of any marketing activity. And profitable sales volume through customer satisfaction. More the happiness, more the happy customer, more satisfied customer, higher the profit, higher the achievement of any marketing approaches. So in 21st century, marketing has changed. And what is it? Growth in customer in developing countries which means domestic market for them, as well as the developed countries, which means overseas market, with enough and increasing disposable income. That's something which we are monitoring. There are many families in our country who have double income coming. And internationally also, many couples who live together without children or with children, they have more disposable income. Their earnings are high. Some of them have more than one income coming. So that's the marketing activity focus, what we need to do. By understanding the growth in customers, what is their focus on because of the available disposable income at their end. A wide range of service providers by service providers. So they would offer services which were not part of any activities in the 20th century or 19th century. Excuse me. So moving further, marketing 21st century has changed. A small number of large, still highly competitive business with standardized product and brand serving the market. There are more products in the market. Highly competitive business with the standardized product and brand serving the market. This is the scenario of 21st century. A large number of micro, small, or medium enterprises in the industry. There are a lot of small businesses that are prevailing, like startup. Many of them are there. And as we spoke, micro focus is very important. Consumer-based focus. Ongoing development in information communication technology. Service has benefited the organization, both in small enterprises and medium enterprises and the large. So there are development in information. More information is coming up. More knowledge is coming up. So more focus on marketing in 21st century in a different approach. We are understanding that. Now, everybody is fully aware of the online marketing. Anything right from consumer good to electronic to even consumer goods, which are quite expensive product, luxuries are also available online marketing. And online marketing or internet marketing in tourism industry, now we are moving to understand from tourism perspective. We were generally talking of generic talk on marketing. Now we are shifting in understanding online marketing in tourism. What is it? It is helping organization to connect with their client, show them the visual appeal of the destination through virtual reality, through various reels that are put on their web portal, through social medias creating awareness. So all that is happening through online marketing. And possibly get more exposure than the organization can achieve with traditional print advertising. Various shortfall of print advertising, we know about it. Like a newspaper has a life of a single day only. Next day, it goes out from your hand, next day's paper coming. But with the exposure to through other type of advertisement, you can create more awareness and show them visual appeal of destination. As I was mentioning, through virtual reality, through reels, through loaded literature, loaded videos on the web portal, creating more awareness, more visual approaches. Use of both natural and paid search is used to promote destination. And that's what is happening. Online marketing's rise has also shown, we link it now, strategies linked to COVID, coronavirus. The outbreak of coronavirus has caused significant disruption to tourism and requires airline, hotel, cruise companies, and other business to adapt accordingly and keep up with the latest tourism trend. And what are we seeing? In the beginning of 2020, many hotels closed down. There were a lot of health requirement, sanitization, no touch approaches, and so on and so forth were happening in hotel, airline, cruise line companies, etc. So marketing strategy were linked in accordance with that. Airports were showing how they would handle arriving customer without touching to his or her passport, without touching any of the paper, what technology were used, how no touch policy was used. Airline, I gave this in my first lecture about how airlines are asking passengers to still wear a mask when they are on board. Likewise, wear a mask when you are within the vicinity of an airport, arrival or departure, both. So strategies adopted in tourism marketing also were planned to meet the COVID requirement from the health point of view, and the strategies adopted in accordance with that. So RioFine has provided some of the tourism marketing strategies that related to the coronavirus pandemic. RioFine is one of the reference that we are looking at. Some of the aspect of these marketing that RioFine is listed below, and that I'm going to talk. Prioritizing the hygiene and the safety via marketing communication. So hygiene, safety has been highlighted as the priority in marketing communication. Focus on local. And we saw that a lot of local or domestic tourism saw a big boom coming in. Internationally, we know that borders weren't open in 2020 and 2021. Also increased attention towards the leisure segment. Yes, the leisure segment showed an increase, more awareness, more people came into domestic leisure holidays, ultimately online marketing approach through social media or other approaches with regard to marketing. Likewise, capitalizing on the power of voice search. So these are some of the technical component that we were linked to online marketing. Artificial intelligence, the guest experience and satisfaction through chatbots. You were getting feedback, not in the normal form of approaching and getting an email in appreciation, in critical appreciation. Other than that, you had a chatbot available that used to get feedback instantly and immediately. Utilizing augmented reality, AR, in technology, giving importance to personalization and prioritizing the same. That is what the online marketing did. They approach on personal level through online marketing, offering what someone was looking for. And the rise of online marketing in tourism continues going with virtual reality tours. So whatever you would like to see, some of destination board, and if I remember correctly, Greek tourism board was the first to come up with virtual reality tour, where they showed their country on their web portal through a virtual reality. So instead of going to destination, you could see the destination on a virtual reality. There were a lot of virtual trade shows that were happening. You could get into a allocated slot on that travel show. That means ITB, ATM, to mention few trade shows that happened in 2020 and 2021 that really went virtual only. No physical participation. And this is thanks to online marketing. Developing and establishing a content marketing strategy where the content were marketed for a destination. That strategy was adopted because of the online marketing. Influencer marketing technique, where you can influence and use generated content. You prepare content, generated content through any source, and utilizing and facilitating that. Paying attention to review marketing. What is the feedback that we keep getting? Paying an attention to them and offering accordingly. Paying attention to review marketing and investment in remarketing efforts. After evaluation of whatever marketing strategies that you took, you invest in remarketing, bringing in new activities of marketing and pump in, reinvest some more money into it, into marketing efforts. So here is example, online portal marketing partnership with banks and non-bank financial companies for the promotion of tour booking. This is a save from Make My Trip, ties up with bank and players for book now and pay later. So many financial institutions join, saying that you book now and pay later. Of course, it created an additional credit burden on the consumer, but it helped. It is taken as an online marketing, something appearing from Make My Trip, where they book anything and ask someone to pay later. This was thanks to the rise of online marketing. Another example taken here is personal email for the marketing of a personal loan, meeting your travel needs. Easy monthly installments were offered. Products were offered online through these new marketing online practices, like the one we saw. Banks join hand with tour operator by providing finance. And here it is, email for marketing of a personal loan. So have a loan for your travel. That also started happening thanks to online marketing. With this, we come to an end of this lecture, chapter 2. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much.